It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the next edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. Today is April 13th, 2020. And this is part of the old dog days of quarantine. Unknown week. I don't even know what it is anymore. I'm sure there's a lot of people in the same boat. I know I'm working from home, getting stuff done, and so on. So I'm on my regular run to the chiropractor. Gotta keep that arm in shape, I guess, so to speak. What is this car doing? We're now going 15 miles an hour. Oh, gotta love people. So, it's snowing right now in Minnesota. We had a beautiful, sunny morning. They said it was gonna get cloudy today. I don't remember anything about snow in the forecast, but we had some snow, then the sun came out. Then it snowed again, and the sun is coming out again. So I don't know what's going on in Minnesota, but it's pretty obvious that wait half an hour and the weather will change. Today is proving that, without a doubt. So, what else is going on? I got my test going tomorrow. I will probably do a recording after that, unless something tickles my fancy a different way. I'm still debating how I want to document this. The topic tomorrow is not quarantine. It's not normal, random stuff I talk about. It's going to be the process in taking the amateur extra test fully online. I talked about that a couple different times already, so I'm not going to rehash that. But tomorrow is the day. Tomorrow, what, 9 o'clock at night or something like that. I can't record during the thing. Not that they've explicitly said you can or can't, but I figure it's probably best protocol not to record it. And just do something after the fact. Excuse me. God, coughing is getting, driving me crazy. More so than usual. So, I think what I'm going to do, and I haven't debated exactly, is I'm either going to do a video and record my experiences taking the test, or I'm just going to create audio and then also upload to YouTube. The reason I'm doing that is because I'm going to be sharing this across a couple different Facebook groups. My experiences of taking the test. I probably won't cover explicit details of how they check everything. But probably, and that is sort of to, not necessarily go show the secret sauce, so to speak. I don't know if that's the, I don't know. I'm trying to figure that part out, because I don't necessarily want them, I don't want it to be, this is the only way it is. It's kind of like, this is how I did it, or this is what I had to do, but without showing all the intricate things that they do, because it's, document pretty much covers it. I'd probably stick to whatever's in that document. That's probably the easiest way, because then it's, quote, published information and not fill in the blanks with anything else that I may or may not have discovered through the process. Definitely not going to share how to cheat or anything like that, because that's not my goal. Need a drink of the high quality H2O, fresh from my well. full of iron. Yum. So I got that going on. I mentioned my antenna the other day, I believe. And or yesterday, whatever day it was. I realized that, yes, it's been extended, but I haven't got my taxes done yet. And, you know, you normally get them done around that mid-March range. This year, I said I was going to get done earlier. I didn't get it done any earlier. But I'm trying, I still want to try and hit that April 15th deadline, if anything, just so I can say it's done and dealt with. Now, if it gets to be April 16th, okay, fine. They've extended the deadline. But I still want to try and make that effort to get it done as quickly as possible. So, getting all the paperwork together for that. I'm getting close. I just need to get to go through my receipts yet, find some charges and whatnot, and get that all accumulated. The thing that makes it more difficult for me is I have a rental, so there's rental expenses associated with it. If all it was just my income and that kind of stuff, I'd probably just use the kind of easy form and call it good. No, I got rental, so I gotta, you know, track up my bills, and I pay all the bills for the rental. So we split those 50-50 and so on, and it just makes life easier for that side of it, harder for the tax side of it, I suppose, if you want to call it that. But on the other hand, you know, in all honesty, you can't make money off of rental on paper or through tax. Based on how taxes work, you can't make money off of rental. Or if you do, it's not very much. And that's just for a single renter. So, we'll see how the refund stuff goes. And I haven't looked in my bank account today to see if we got the stimulus package or anything yet. But it's definitely looking like probably be longer than May. But the governor today was talking about kind of where he wants this whole thing to go before he'll allow people to go back to work. And number one, they want to be able to do 40,000 tests a day. And we haven't even done 40,000 tests yet through this whole process. I think that's one of the steps. He wants to get more testing on a more regular basis so that they can catch the stuff easier, and if they would get if they are infected, send them home 14 days, blah blah blah. So that's kind of that first step, is getting that testing, and that's been kind of lacking. The next thing he said is they will release some sort of guidelines for these businesses so they can start to reopen. And they take the guidelines and then they make it into their work environment so that people can, you know, do the whole work thing. So that's kind of a couple phases that he's looking at or communicating about. I didn't catch the whole thing because, well, working and interruptions and everything else. So it'll be interesting to see how this carries out in the next couple weeks. So the only other thing I'm going to talk about real quick, and this is more of since I'm working from home, I said, you know what, I'm making supper tonight. I threw a pork loin on the smoker when I left to go to my appointment. One was about 2 degrees away or so, plus or minus. And the other one was about 6 or 7 degrees off. So I got meat in the smoker that's been in there since about noon. And yum, guess what I'm having for supper tonight. Yum. So you can be jealous about me, or jealous for me, or with me, or of me, whatever. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.